Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 30, 1806. Shannon and Coulter lose a canoe. Some time back, the expedition's trading merchandise was divided up among the party so they could trade for food and other items as individuals or in small groups. Captain Lewis writes about one such trading expedition gone awry.
Lepage and Charbonneau set out early this morning to the Indian village in order to trade with them for roots. Sergeant Gass was sent this morning to obtain some goat's hair to stuff the pads of our saddles. He ascended the river on this side, and being unable to pass the river to the village he wished to visit, returned in the evening unsuccessful. Shannon and Coulter were permitted to pass the river in order to trade with the natives, and lay in a store of roots and bread for themselves with their proportion of the merchandise, as others had done. On landing on the opposite shore, the canoe was driven broadside with the full force of a very strong current against some standing trees, and instantly filled with water and sunk. Potts, who was with them, is a very indifferent swimmer. It was with difficulty he made land. They lost 3 blankets and a blanket capo, and their pittance of merchandise. In our state of clothing, this was a serious loss. I sent Sergeant Pryor and a party over in the Indian canoe in order to raise and secure ours, but the depth of the water and the strength of the current baffled every effort. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 30, 1806.
Lewis went on to describe the countryside and various animals living there. He wrote about a wide variety of snakes, lizards, and frogs, as well as several insects, including butterflies, beetles, bees, wasps, and flies. He also mentioned an onion that one of the men brought in, saying it was exceedingly crisp and delicately flavored, indeed more sweet and less strong than any he had ever tasted. Tomorrow, more trading.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.